Last week on the program, we talked about a very special icon of Black Madonna of Częstochowa, which we went to see 2 weeks ago in St. Chad's Cathedral in Birmingham. But today, we will talk with the creator of the Black Madonna of Derby. Please meet Joanna Czechowska, an author of this highly acclaimed Anglo-Polish novel and the newly published sequel, Sweetest Enemy. Good evening, Joanna. Welcome to Pulse Apart.
Good evening. Thank you very much.
I'm not going to ask you the usual question of who or what inspired you to write the novels, but I would like you to tell us about your background, because it's a fascinating story and will give us the answer why you started writing.
Yes, it is a fascinating story. My father left Poland when the Nazis invaded, and he literally walked across Europe. Miraculously, he survived and came to England. And he joined the RAF, initially as a paratrooper and then as a pilot. And he was stationed in Newark in Nottinghamshire. And one day he was invited to a dance for servicemen in Derby. And there in the corn market in Derby, above the Cardoma Cafe, he met my mother, who's English. And they married after the war and settled down in Derby. And at that time, I was born right at the end of the 50s, and my father's mother came to live with us. And she'd been living in Warsaw and in a very sorry state because it was such a terrible time then, and she was in a very bad way. And she came over to live with us, and she taught me Polish, and she cooked Polish food, and she played Chopin on the piano, and she used to make little origami storks, I remember. And it was a very Polish upbringing. And also my father, along with his colleagues from the RAF, from the Polish squadron, he founded Dom Polski Polish Club in Derby. We used to go there every weekend, and there would be Polish Saturday school, and in the evening there'd be dancers. On a Sunday there'd be tombola, and of course Christmas Eve there'd be the huge supper. St. Nicholas would come and give us all presents. So it was a really Polish early start to life. Sadly, what happened is my grandmother died, and I had been speaking Polish with her, and I think it was obviously quite traumatic for me. I would refuse to speak until she came back.
How old were you then?
I was 5, and my father actually took the family back to Poland, the first time he'd been back since the war, and part of the reason, as well as to see his family there, was they thought it would jog my memory and it would sort of make me speak again. It didn't really work. So I think there's some psychological trauma there.
Did you speak English then?
Yes, well, my mother's English, so I was speaking English, and there must have been some childish reason that I stopped speaking Polish, I think with the grief of my grandmother. Mm. And then, unfortunately, my father died when I was 11, so a lot of that contact with the Polish culture finished. I went through school, and I went to university, and I didn't really have any contact with it at all. But what happened when Poland joined the EU, anytime I'd get onto a bus or a train or in shop, I'd just hear this language of my childhood all around me. It was amazing. It was that. And also, it gave me the impetus to think about writing this novel, the first novel, The Black Madonna of Derby.
So after 40 years, you went back to your Polish roots.
Yes. I mean, I'd actually done a synopsis in a few chapters many years before, and I found them in a drawer, and I thought, this is really interesting, because there were so many excellent novels about other immigrant groups, such as the Small Island and Short History of Tractors in Ukrainian and Brick Lane. But there's no novel about me and my generation, second generation Polish people. And I thought, I want to tell their story, my story. And that's what got me started.
So you put a pen to paper and wrote the first novel, The Black Madonna of Derby.
Yes.
It was very personal writing.
It was. I mean, it's set in the 1960s and 1970s, and it's a fictional family, but I really used all my memories and sort of plundered all these memories of childhood to put so many incidents, like the Polish club is in there, Dom Polski, and the Polish school, and many sort of characters from that time and stories I'd heard. I used all of them to make this fictional family seem like a real family of the time. And I get quite a lot of emails from people saying things like, oh, it could have been my family. It's just like it was.
Yeah, and the book has great reviews. And now you published the sequels entitled Sweetest Enemy. Tell us more about this book and what kind of research did you do for this book?
Well, as I said, the first book set in the 60s and 70s. So the sequel is set in the 1980s and 1990s. And of course, the 1980s is a huge time in Poland of solidarity. I don't do a massive amount of historical research, but obviously there were lots of personal connections with it because my cousin, who lives in Gdańsk, she was born there and she's still there, in fact. She and her husband worked at the Lenin shipyard and they knew Wałęsa there. My cousin, who's a translator, she translated for him on a few occasions. So I heard these stories from her. And also, I'd visited Poland in 1984, which was after martial law had ended, but still, you could tell things were going on. And when we visited family, they would, in secret, they'd bring out all their solidarity leaflets and other documents they had. And they also showed us some solidarity was actually printing their own money at that time. Amazing. So I saw all these things firsthand. So that was my sort of firsthand research, really. And so that the sequel, Sweetest Enemy, really deals with solidarity in Poland and also the novel moves back to England and back and forth from England to Poland. They both do, in fact. So it's a really Anglo-Polish novel, both of them.
Are you working at the moment on another book set perhaps in 21st century about the Polish families settling in the UK?
Yeah, I think people who've read both of them say, oh, it's obviously going to be a trilogy, isn't it? And I hadn't thought about that. It could be quite interesting, I think. So it's something to think about, yes.
Joanna, thank you for joining us tonight and sharing with us your fascinating life story.
Thanks very much.
Good luck with the book.
And thank you.
Between us, you have helped me tremendously with my Christmas presents.
Yes, I hope so.
Joanna, before we say goodbye, please tell me, what sort of music do you like? And is there any Polish artist or band you would like us to play for you?
Well, when I was a child, I have a very vivid memory of being taken to the Royal Festival Hall in London to see Mazowsze. And it made a huge impression on me, all the colours of the costumes and the music. It was fabulous. And I had a record of it, which I used to play as a child. So I'd really love to hear anything by Mazowsze again.
We will play Mazowsze for you. Joanna, once more, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And here is Mazowsze, and enjoy the song. Good night.
Good night.